We continue today with lesson number 73 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Kelim. We are in Perek Yud Ches, the 18th Perek, the 3rd and 4th Mishnah. Perek Yud Ches, Mishnah Gimel, and Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah Gimel. Hashido v'hatevo v'hamigdo. Boxes, trunks, large closets, etc. And we are talking about boxes, shida, teva, migdol, which do not contain arboim saw. So that when they are intact, standing on their legs, everything is in order, they are mekabel tumah, because they're small enough to be mekabel tumah. But suppose, shenitlo achas meraglehem, one of the legs has been removed. So there's no hole in the Shidot Teva Migdol. Removing the leg did not leave an open hole in them, in which case they might not be Mekabel Tumah because they're broken, because they're punctured with a hole and they can't contain whatever they're supposed to contain. But in this case, there is no hole. Simply the leg came off and left the Shidot or Teva or Migdol intact. So, Afal Pishe Mekablin, even though you can still hold things in this chest or trunk or closet, because so it doesn't have a leg, so it's leaning over on one side, it's toppling. But basically, it still can be used to contain your towels and blankets and whatnot. So therefore, afal pisha mikablin, even though they can function perfectly well and they can contain your towels and blankets and whatnot, nevertheless, Tehorin, they are not Mekabel Tumah according to the Tanna Kamma. Because without the leg, they are not what they once were. They are not a totally functioning, intact Keli, and therefore they are Tehorin. She'eino Mekablim Kedarkon. But suppose they cannot contain what they normally contain, because since they're missing a leg, they are toppling over to one side, so that's considered a weakness or a defect in the keli. So again, to read this again, hashido v'hateva v'hamigdol shenitlo achas meraglehem. One foot, one leg is missing. Afal pishe mikablin, even though you can store things in it. It's only linked toppling over to one side. Nevertheless, Tehorin, they are not Mekabel Tumah. Why? She'einon Mekablim Kedarkon. Because they are not Mekabel in the customary 100% fashion. They are broken. They can function, but they're not Kedarkon. They're not the way they used to be. And that's enough, according to the Tanna Kamma, to say that they are Tehorin, they are not Mekabel Tumah. However, Rabbi Yossi Metame. Rabbi Yossi says no. Since they are Mekabel, they are considered a Kli, and they are Mekabel Tumah. And again, we're speaking here of a Shidu Tevo Migdal, which are smaller than the 40 Sa'ah requirement to make them too large, too heavy to be Mekabel Tumah. There are other Girsos in what I just read to you, but that's the Girsa of the Bar Tanura. Now, the Mishnah continues, V'naklite ha-mita. We're familiar with naklite ha-mita from various mesechtes, especially mesechtes sukkah. And imagine a bed, and it has a vertical length and a horizontal width. And in the middle of the horizontal width by the head of the bed, where the head is, you have a single pole sticking up from the ground, or from the head of the bed. And at the foot of the bed, in the middle of its width, you have another pole. And now you can take a horizontal pole or rope and string it from one naklit at the foot of the bed to the other naklit at the head of the bed and drape over it a blanket, and you have an inverted V tent. So these naklitim, A. And B, vachamor, the chamor is a platform, a wooden platform, upon which the bed is placed. V'chipoy, which is the canopy above, imagine a four-poster bed with a canopy on top. Tehorin, all of these are not mekabel tumah, because none of these is necessary for the function of the bed. The function of the bed is to lie upon it and to take a nap and to be able to sleep. The naklitim are not necessary for that. They're necessary in case you want to drape a blanket over it and have a little tent over your head. The chipui is there for decorative purposes. The chamor is there to so that the weight of the bed not harm the floor or whatever. So none of them is necessary for sleeping. So therefore, they are not considered kelim. They're not mekabel tumah. Ein tomei elo mito umalbein. The only parts of the bed which are mekabel tumah are the mita, the bed itself, and the malbein. The malbein is a rectangular plank of wood which is placed into the space of the bed, into the frame of the bed, and upon it you put a mattress, and blankets, etc. to lay upon. So the mita, the malbein, they serve the function of sleeping on them, and therefore they are mekabel tumah. However, umalbenei b'nei levi tahorin. The malbeins, these flat pieces of wood, flat planks of wood, that the Levim used to utilize in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they are not mekabel tumah. Now here there are various pshotim as to what are these malbenei b'nei levi. One standard pshat is that they are not mekabel tumah, the malbenei b'nei levi, because when the Levim traveled from their hometown to Yerushalayim, they took along like a portable bed. They didn't want to schlep along the whole bed, so they just schlepped along this plank, this flat plank of wood. They would schlep that along with them, and they would lie upon them in some fashion in Yerushalayim. So Memela, the Malbein of the B'nai Levi, is not considered part of the bed. It's a separate transportable object, and it's made of wood, and it's flat, it's pshute kliyets, so it's not mekabel tumah. The Rambam has a different imagination of what the Malbenei B'nei Levi is. He says they use these planks of wood to suspend their musical instruments upon them. And there are various other approaches to what Malbenei B'nei Levi meant. But the main thing is they're independent from the bed, and therefore they are not mekabel tumah. That's Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah Dalet continues as follows. Malbein, suppose you have this plank of wood which is normally inserted in the frame of the bed to support the mattress and the blankets and whatnot. Shenisono alishonos. You took this malbein and put it upon other pieces of wood which were tongue-shaped pieces of wood. And those lishonos are not mechubar, not connected to the mita. They're just there to prod up, to prop up the malbein. So are they mekabel tumah? Rabbi Yehuda say, yes, that this malbein, I'm following the Teferis Yisrael's pshat now, this malbein supported by these lishonos, the malbein is part of the bed. Even though it's not really attached to it, it's supported by these lishonos, but still the malbein is factored into the bed and it's mekabel tumah. Rab Yosef, Rab Shimon Mitzaharin, they say no, the malbein is not resting upon the bed. It's not a component of the bed. It's resting upon these lishonos. So if it's not part of the bed, it's just like any other pshutei kliyos, and it's not mekabel tumah. Omer Rab Yossi, who was one of the Mitaharim, said in defense of his shita, Ma shono zeh mi malbenei b'nei levi. Why should a malbein resting upon lishonos be different in Mishnah Dalet, be different from the malbenei b'nei levi in Mishnah Gimel? She malbenei b'nei levi tahorin. We learned in Mishnah Gimel that the malbenei b'nei levi are tor, because they're not part of the bed. Levium schlep them around. They're portable from Levium's town to Yerushalayim. So a malbein placed upon lishonos since it's not part of the bed, it should be like the Ma'abanei B'nei Levi, and therefore be Tohor. That's the Tiferes Yisroel, the Meforesh Tiferes Yisroel's approach to this Mishnah. That this Mishnah is a continuation of Mishnah Gimel, and is discussing the Tumah or Tara of the Malbein. However, the Bartanura has a different shot. And he says that the Machlokas in Mishnah Dalet is not about the Malbein, but it's about the Lashonos, these little wooden props, tongue-shaped props, which are propping up the Malbein. That Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda say these Lashonos are Mekabel Tumah, because these Lashonos schlep along with the bed. The bed is one entity with a frame and with a Malbein and with a Lashonos supporting the Malbein. Part of the bed, Mekabel Tumah. But Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon say it's not Mekabel Tumah, because many times the Lashonos are not schlepped along with the bed, and they remain behind when you move the bed. So therefore the Lashonos are not Mekabel Tumah. And Rabbi Yossi comes in defense of his Shita that these Lashonos are not Mekabel Tumah, and he brings a raya from Malbanei B'nei Levi, that just like the Malbanei B'nei Levi, even though when they're with a bed, they're a bed, but since they are going to be removed from the bed when the Levi has to go up to Yerushalayim, so the same thing is true with the Lashonos, since many times the Lashonos are removed from propping up the Malbanei Amita, therefore they're not considered part of the Mita, and they are not Mekabel Tumah. So we have two approaches to Mishnah Dalet, but we have now concluded Mishnah Dalet, and in the process concluded lesson number 73.